Councillors.
Councillor Fletcher, would you turn your mic on, please?
I'll start that again. Apologies. I move that Council, one, revokes the G23 Concept Forums policy, two, adopts the Council Concept Forums and Workshops policy, and three, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to make minor administrative updates to the adopted policy to ensure ongoing legislative compliance and operational clarity, provided no change is made to the intent of or effect of the policy.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Boyle. Councillor Fletcher, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes, thank you. I think we need, I suggest, as I said, that we do accept it, but I notice in the notes we talk about the second week of every month, but then in the officer notes it says the first week of every month. So I would like clarity there, but I'm assuming it's we would have concept forums on the second Thursday of each month. That's my first comment. And do we?
CEO.
Yeah, that's correct. Second.
Okay, Councillor Fletcher.
Secondly, in guidelines from 4.3, feedback from councillors, when this item was discussed at a concept meeting, we talked, and several councillors talked about timing and the notion of having a 15 minutes per topic, unless it was a workshop. And I know that was going to be noted. It was the suggestion at the time by the CEO was it going to be noted in the policy, but it isn't actually in the policy at all. So whether that can be part of number three, whether the CEO actually places that in there. We talked about the length of forums, but more importantly, making a maximum of 15 minutes, unless councillors and staff think otherwise. I think it allows for succinct ideas and a chance for all views to be expressed in a timely and efficient manner at concept meetings.
Thank you, Councillor Fletcher. CEO?
I think we're probably best adding that as an amendment. If Councillor Fletcher wants that in there, then that would probably need to be added on as probably point four. So what you're asking is that each item only has 15 minutes.
Correct, unless councillors and staff think otherwise, and would vote accordingly.
So my understanding was that we said that we would have 15 minutes at the beginning of each concept forum for just people to raise issues of the day type thing, without having to have them formally on the agenda, and then after that we would have an agenda that clearly stipulates the time allotted to each individual topic, and then that we stick to that. I didn't think we'd agreed that it was 15 minutes for each topic, because some might be more complex than others. So the 15 minutes that we talked about, as I understood it, was 15 minutes at the beginning of each concept forum for a discussion such as, there's a massive pothole out on that particular road. We've had members of the public come and say, what's the works team doing about it? Or just to follow up on, a particular item that the community's been interested in and have approached you about, so you can just get some quick feedback. That's what my understanding is that we discussed for that 15 minutes, and then we did say that we needed to have a strict agenda, which we will do, with each item having an allocated amount of time to it.
Okay.
Councillor Fletcher.
You're correct, Gary. I do recall that 15 minutes at the beginning, but I know some councillors talked of salt timers and also just the efficiency of the meeting. So I think that idea of the timing at the end of it, added to each agenda item, whether it be 15 or 30 minutes, I'd be comfortable with that.
Councillor Boyle, would you like to speak to the motion? So we don't have an amendment. Councillor Redmond.
Don't know how this is going to go down, but I'm going to say it anyway. I would like to propose an amendment to the policy under dot point 7.3, the third dot point, which does relate to the 15 minutes at the start of each formal workshop. While I totally respect and understand the need to keep the meeting succinct, 15 minutes at the start of a workshop and the opportunities where councillors have they're able to ask these kind of little questions with all the councillors at the table are few and far between. And with a 15 minutes for questions, if each councillor had one question to ask, there would be less than 2 minutes for the question and the answer to be provided. So I would like to propose an amendment that each agenda will allow up to 30 minutes at the start of the forum and workshop for councillors to arise any issues or ask any questions relating to Shire business, noting that if there aren't enough questions, that we could just continue on with the meeting. I'm also open, if councillors are worried about the meeting running late, to discuss starting the meetings at 5 instead of 5:30, to allow that half an hour bit. But I really believe that less than 2 minutes for an issue that might come up just isn't giving councillors a good opportunity to raise things that they may struggle to find the opportunity to raise in that situation at other times. So that's my amendment.
So we have dot point 4 proposed by Councillor Redmond, and we have Councillor Robinson seconding.
So, Crystal, if you can just add in there that dot point 4, that up to 30 minutes. Council requests, so that council, so it'll be request that up to. Requests that council, that up to 30 minutes be provided at the start of each forum for councillors to raise issues without having to put them on the agenda.
Is that your amendment, Councillor?
Yep.
Councillor Robinson?
Apologies, could we say work forum or workshop, please?
Is there anyone who'd like to speak against the amended motion? If no one wishes to speak against it, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Unanimous. Thank you, councillors. So that now becomes the substantive motion put by Councillor Fletcher and seconded by Councillor Boyle. Is that correct? All right. Would anyone like to speak against this substantive motion? Given no one wishes to speak against it, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Unanimous. Thank you. I'll now move on to item 18.4, draft policy, advisory and working groups. Do I have a mover? Councillor Fletcher.
I hope it's okay with Council that I have been recommending that 18.4 goes to move.
Thanks, Rebecca. If that is the approval of Council, that this motion 18.4 be as I recommend as read.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Pradico. Councillor Fletcher, would you like to speak to your motion?
No.
Councillor Pradico, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thanks.
Is there anyone who'd like to speak against the motion? If no one wishes to speak against the motion, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Report 18.5, presiding member appointed, CEO Performance Review Committee. Do I have a mover for the motion? Yes, we do have do we have any nominations? Councillor Redmond, yes, you're right. Thank you. Thank you, CEO. Okay, we have a nomination, and that's that Council appoints Councillor Redmond as a member of the CEO Performance Review Committee for the remainder of the 2025-27 term. And we have a nomination for the presiding member, that being Councillor Fletcher. And Councillor Fletcher was nominated by Councillor Carstairs. So that would be the motion. Those names are in. Now, if we could have a mover, please. Councillor Gillies. Thank you, Councillor. Yep. And do I have a second? Councillor Pradico. Councillor Gillies, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, not again. Thank you.
Councillor Pradico, would you like to speak to the motion?
I'd like to thank those councillors who are putting their name forward.
Thank you, Councillor Pradico. Is there anyone who'd like to speak against the motion? There being no speakers, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Thank you, councillors, and thank you for those councillors who've taken those appointments. I'll now move on to report 18.6, Model Code of Conduct for Council Members, Committees, Members and Candidates, Committee Members and Candidates. I call for someone to move the officer recommendation. Councillor Redman.
I move motion 18.6 as read. I'd be thrilled to read it out if you want me to, but it might take a little while.
Just give the gallery a little time to just get the nuance of the motion. Thank you, Councillor Redman. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Fletcher. Councillor Redman, would you like to speak to your motion?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to thank the officers for doing the very important work on this matter, and hopefully this will allow us to continue in improving the way us operating in best practice, essentially. I think the amendments are very important. I do have one small change I would like to put forward. Can I do that now or wait?
When we if we get a seconder, so do I have a seconder? Oh, we do. We do have a seconder, Councillor Fletcher, so yes, you can put that now.
Sorry, the tab that I had for the attachments is just frozen, but I've written it down. So on page 104, in section 19, the first dot point in the attachments, it refers to councillors carrying out administrative duties, and it spells out the ways in which that can happen. Sorry, I'd love to read it for you, but my browser has frozen. I would like to suggest that as well as it being approved, if a councillor is going to act in an administrative capacity, at the moment the policy reads that it needs to be under the approval of the CEO. I'd like to have an additional dot point added saying that it's also under the approval and the awareness of the Shire President.
Is it possible for someone to take us to that part of the...
What point are you referring to?
It's not a point.
I've got it, and it says a council member must not undertake a task that contributes to the administration of the local government unless authorised by the local government or the CEO to undertake that task. So it actually requires council approval.
Does it not say all?
Yeah, or the CEO.
So,
yeah.
So it's covered.
No, it's not. Shall I clarify? So it says, unless approved by the local government or the CEO. I would like it to be, I don't agree with just the CEO's approval being adequate. I think it either needs to be passed by council or approved by the CEO in conjunction with the Shire President. I think the President should know what the councillors are doing.
CEO, would you answer this? Because I don't believe that we can make an amendment to a regulation.
I think we need to be very careful about making any amendments to that, because where it says local government in that context, it means council. The president alone doesn't have any real authority other than what's already granted by the Act to act alone. And I think it should be as written that it's the local government, it's a council decision if a particular councillor wants to get involved, if council wants a particular councillor to get involved, not just the president.
May I ask for some clarification? So I think when you read it, it said the local government or the CEO, which leads me to believe that you alone could authorise that without a council motion.
Yeah, and that's predominantly because the administration of the local government falls under the CEO. Mm. So the CEO can approve it.
Mm.
Yeah. Yep. But if the CEO didn't approve it, then the local government could approve it,
yes,
being the council.
So what my concern is, what I'm keen to avoid is a situation where we have a councillor undertaking administrative duties that's been authorised by the CEO without the knowledge of the councillors or the president. And I believe that that could happen under that. And I my belief is that it has happened in the recent past.
So, councillor, you're just asking questions. Is that right? We're not in debate or...
No, well, I'm proposing an amendment, but okay. I understand there may be limitations as to what we can do.
Meredith, does that wording come straight out of the regulations?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't think we can change it because it's straight out of the regulations. Yeah. I can seek some further advice on it, and you can perhaps look to change it at another date. But I would be very careful about trying to change something that's in the regulations, because our wording specifically comes from the regulations, I think.
Given the complexities, I'm happy to leave it and have a later discussion.
McRae, did you have a question?
My suggestion would be just attach a policy to it. Simple. If it can't change regulations, we have a local policy on the matter.
CEO?
You can't have a policy that conflicts with the regulations. So, I'll seek advice as to whether that part can be changed or not, but I think I know what the answer is, but I'll make sure and I'll seek advice and provide that advice to council by way of note.
Thank you, CEO. So, Councillor Redmond, it would seem that we may not have an amendment.
I'm happy to have the motion moved as read.
As read?
Yes.
Thank you. And Councillor Fletcher?
Oh, yes, I'd like to speak to the motion. One is, it's in relation to, it mentions in the documents the behaviour complaints officer. In any position, it's a difficult position to hold. I am intrigued as to who and how that complaints officer within this organisation would be appointed, and the financial implications, because any potential costs associated with, as we know, external complaint assessors, mediators or mentors appointed as per the regulations. Has this been budgeted for? And also, under the amended legislation, can this be managed within existing operational budgets as required? I think that's a statement from the in the notes that it can be. So but it can be an expensive exercise. So what I'm wanting to know is what are the costs or cost implications for our Shire Council?
See,
Sorry, I'm just trying to find the part of the policy that you're referring to. Do you know? Executive services might be able
through the chair, Councillor for the complaints officer, without a designated complaints officer, the complaints officer sits with the CEO. It doesn't necessarily need to be a completely new position. It can sit with another senior officer or employee of the Shire. So in that instance, there wouldn't be a cost, a budget. But, you know, without that designated complaints officer, it automatically, under the legislation, under the Local Government Act, sits with the CEO.
Thank you very much, Meredith. But in relation to next, when complaints do go a bit further, and we do have to employ assessors or mediators or monitors, has that been budgeted for?
CEO?
It hasn't been budgeted for in this budget, but in future budgets we will put a budget allocation for dealing with complaints. Sorry, I didn't quite understand your question previously. So an assessor will cost money, and hopefully we never have to use one, but if we do, then we need an allocation of probably somewhere around $5,000 in the budget to enable us to get someone to undertake that work.
Thank you, Gary.
My understanding is that it would need a value put assigned to a line item in the budget, and that would enable the council to then proceed. Councillor Redmond, have you spoken to your motion? Is there anyone who would like to speak against the motion? If there's no one wishing to speak against the motion, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Thank you, councillors. I'll now move on to item 18.7, replacement councillors for committees and working groups. Nominations. Bushfire Advisory Commission, Committee. I have Councillor Robinson and Councillor McRae have identified themselves for that advisory committee. There's no requirement to fill any vacancies for the LEMC, as the terms of reference requires two, and we do have two. Number three, Youth Advisory Committee. I don't have any nominations for this committee. There is a vacancy. Youth Advisory Committee, Councillor McRae.
So LEMAC says there was a vacancy.
Oh, you did, yes.
Yeah. No, but there's not, is there?
No, that's just come to life. Okay.
Sorry, I think we had previously elected three members to LEMC, but there is actually only two in the LEMC terms of reference. There is only provision for two councillors, so by not having the third one, we're actually in compliance with the LEMC terms of reference.
Youth Services Advisory Committee, we have a vacancy. Do I have a nomination? CEO?
Yeah, the Youth Advisory Committee, Meredith, I think that is a quarterly one, isn't it?
Is it, sorry?
The Youth Advisory Committee, is that quarterly? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Councillor Gillies. Warren Blackwood Alliance of Councillors. We have one vacancy.
May I ask if both members attend those meetings, or is it one or the other?
Both. Both would attend. But I'll hand you over to the CEO.
So all councils have two members elected to that board. If only one is present, then the CEO is the proxy in terms of the vote. So you still have two votes if only one turns up, but most councils both turn up.
Thank you, CEO. Is there anyone who would like to nominate? Councillor McRae. Thank you, Councillor.
Excuse me, Shire President. Could we just review the Bushfires Advisory Committee and the nominations for Councillor Robinson and Councillor McRae? Did they stand? Number one. Thank you.
Yes. Yep. So it's Councillor Robinson and Councillor McRae. Number five, Warren Blackwood Alliance of Council Climate Change Reference Group. Currently, Councillor Boyle is a member, and we're looking, and we have one vacancy.
May I ask about the commitment required for that one?
I think they meet bi-monthly, don't they? Yep. Yeah, every 2 months.
Does anyone know, perhaps Councillor Boyle might know, where the meetings are held?
We've had them here and at another shire.
I'm interested to put my hand up. However, I'm concerned that I may not be able to make every meeting. So if there's someone else who wants to nominate, I'm happy not to. But if there's no one else that wishes to be on, I will put my hand up.
Councillor Redmond. Number six, Sustainability Working Group. We have one vacancy. Councillor Boyle, you are on it, yes. The CEO advises that we do have representation, so we don't have to have two. So thank you, Councillor Boyle. I'll now move on to number seven, the Trails Development Working Group. I have Councillor Robinson nominated. So that vacancy is filled. I need someone to move it, don't I? Yeah. So do I have a mover for that motion? Councillor Fletcher, thank you. And as read, Councillor?
Correct. My apologies, yes. I move as read.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor McRae? Councillor Fletcher, would you like to speak to the motion?
Not at this stage.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor McRae?
No.
Thank you, Councillor. Do we have a speaker against the motion? There being no speakers against the motion, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Thank you, councillors, and thank you for those councillors who've nominated for those vacancies. I'll now move on to item 19 on the agenda, Development and Regulatory Services. Item 19.1, Proposed Road Dedication. I call for someone to move the motion.
I'll move it.
Thank you, Councillor Gillies. As read? I'll leave it there for the gallery so that they can appraise it. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Pratico? Councillor Gillies, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, I would just like to thank the director for the report and being able to answer the questions. So other than that, I'm more than happy to vote on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Pratico?
No, I don't have anything to add. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Is there any councillor who would like to speak against the motion? If no one wishes to speak against the motion, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Item 19.2, LEMP minutes. Councillor Redmond to move.
I move that Council receive the minutes from the LEMP meeting held on the 11th of November 2025.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Boyle? Councillor Redmond, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thanks.
Councillor Boyle, would you like to speak to the motion? Thank you. Is there anyone who'd like to speak or any councillor who would like to speak against the motion? If no one wishes to speak against the motion, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Thank you, councillor. Item 19.3, draft local planning scheme number 6, proposed amendments to schedule of modifications, brackets, prior to advertising, close brackets. Do I have a mover? Councillor Gillies. Would you read the motion, please, Councillor Gillies?
Yes, I'd also just like to alert that there's a typo on page 212, 19.3, attachment 2. There's a M or a P missing in the word impact. That Council amends the schedule of modifications for the draft local planning scheme number 6 as adopted at its special meeting on the 3rd of September 2025 to replace the text in Attachment 1 with text from Attachment 2 relating to public drinking water source areas reflecting the Department of Water and Environmental Regulations formal submission.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Robinson? Councillor Gillies, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, I think it's well laid out in this report. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Robinson, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, I'm in agreement. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Is there anyone who'd like to speak against the motion? There being no speakers against the motion, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Thank you, Councillors. We now have item 19.4, nomination of council members to the Development Assessment Panel. I've nominated two councillors for the panel, Councillor Redman has agreed with her nomination. And I haven't heard from Councillor Pierce, who I also nominated to the panel. CEO, what should happen in this case?
I think Councillor Fletcher's got a question.
I'm asking you. Given that I've nominated someone,
so we can't not accept the nomination.
Accept that nomination. Yeah. Thank you, CEO. Councillor Fletcher.
I've got it on my phone. I can get it out. Councillor Pierce asked me to nominated me today to take that position. I've done it in the past and did the training as well.
Thank you, Councillor Fletcher. So you're nominating. Okay, so that's good. So that's Councillor Fletcher. What's the alternative? Is there anyone who is prepared to nominate for alternative members for the DAP representing the Shire?
I don't mind, I've done it before, and I guess we're trying to get anyone.
Thank you, Councillor Boyle.
I think you do have to do some refresher training, which you get paid for, but I think it's half the time of the training that has to be done for new ones. Yeah.
Do we have any further nominations?
It's really fun.
We can go with one.
Yeah.
Thank you, councillors. We'll go with Councillor Boyle, and thank you, Councillor Boyle. So, do I have a mover for that motion? Councillor Redman? Mm-hmm. Would you like to, as read, Councillor?
As read is perfect.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Robinson, thank you. Councillor Redman, would you like to speak to your motion?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Robinson.
No, but thank you for taking on those roles. It's no doubt a lot of work involved, and it's rewarding, no doubt, too.
Thank you, Councillor Robinson. Is there anyone who'd like to speak against the motion? There being no speakers against the motion, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Thank you, councillors.
Can I go straight to closing?
Yep.
Yep.
So, there being no further business on the agenda, I declare the ordinary council meeting closed at 8:18. Thank you to the gallery. Thank you very much to staff. And thank you, councillors.
You know what?